Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it's good. And, you know, I really feel like the Spirit's going to speak to us today on the program. So just have an open mind and an open heart, and we'll see what happens, okay? I will be doing angel card readings here in a little bit. So just stay tuned to the radio show, okay? Let's go ahead and open with a song, and then we'll go open with prayer, and then we'll be taking your calls. The call-in number is 347-327-9316. We'll be right back after this song. If I get it over there.
Oh,
I just love that song, and hopefully you do as well. On this program, I try to do my best to give you the answers that you're looking for, and today we're going to be doing that. So you can call me at 347-327-9316. Here's the calling number to the program. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll take the callers. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for your love that I feel right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray for my listeners right now that you would just meet their needs. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just help me move out of the way and totally become your mouthpiece. So we thank you for this, and we say amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and take some calls. It is 480. You're on air with me. Well, we'll be in a minute. Hold on. Okay. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Yeah, quick question. Started to get back in the world of dating, and it's been kind of a rough spell in regards to like quality and stuff like that. And I just kind of wanted to get an idea of what Spirit might have to say.
Okay, I'm going to pull some cards and let's see what the cards have to say.
Thanks.
The first card I pulled for you is dreams. Spirit's really talking to you right now in your dreams. And as far as this relationship goes, right now it's just a dry spell, like you said, but I do feel like that this will change coming next month. So as you go into May, I really feel like things will work out for you better.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
It's been a while since I've been on air, and I'm trying to get used to how to do things so all over again. So that's okay. We'll just work through it, all right? Let's go ahead and speak to Skype call. You're on air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air with me.
Hello.
How can I help you today? Hello.
Yeah, hi, Michael. It is 652 from Hong Kong. And I would just like to ask you quick questions. How do you feel about, that somebody, first question is, the person, the lawyer rep, still hasn't been appear again. So do you think he will contact me? He has been disappearing for 4 months.
Yeah, I would say you guys are going to connect. Looks like towards the end of this month, things will work out for you. There's just some distance with him right now. He's just got a whole bunch of on his mind at the moment. But I feel like once he's calmed down, everything will work out for you.
All right. And Michael, I tried to contact you through your website, but I still haven't heard from your response.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I didn't get no mail from you. So
yeah, because I would like to arrange something for a private reading, but I couldn't get hold of you, and I really hope that maybe I'll write to you. I will write to you again tomorrow, and I hope you will get my reply. I will hear from you. Thank you so much, Michael. You're a very good reader. I really appreciate your reading.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. Let me go ahead and pull a card for you really quick from my angel healing deck. The first card I pulled for you is answered prayer. So whatever you've been asking for is on its way. So I really feel good about that. I don't know what you've asked for, but Spirit is saying, hey, answered prayers, that things are going to work out for you. So I appreciate you calling in today, and hopefully I've helped. And send me another email, because like I said, I don't know what's going on over there. You're not the only person that contacted me.
All right. I'll send you through your website, insidewithmichael.net, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll check that.
All right. I will do it tomorrow. Okay, definitely.
Okay.
We'll keep in touch, huh?
All right.
All the best.
Yeah,
all the best. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, hit me. All right, the switchboard is not working at the moment, so let's try 111. You're on air with me.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was going to ask you a question about relationship as well.
Okay. Have you been seeing somebody off and on? It feels like that you're seeing somebody that's not totally committed to this relationship. I mean, I'm not saying that they're cheating on you or anything like that. I just feel like that there's some distance there between you guys and that you need to work through that. Yeah. Because there's a lack of communication right now in this relationship. And, you know, I feel like the other person will contact you, looks like, in a couple weeks. You should hear something from that person that you're interested in.
Will we resolve things?
Yeah, I feel like you will. It's going to be a struggle to begin with because you need to talk things out. You know, they need to open up more to spirit and to you. And I just feel like, you know, it's a good relationship. I would hate to see it end because there's great potential there for something wonderful. But you know, you're just going to have to make that decision on your own if you're going to stay in this relationship or if you're going to move on to something else.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Next caller is 216. You're on air with me.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah,
good
you're
morning.
On air.
How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm good. Yeah, I can hear
good.
You okay.
Oh, thank you for taking my call this morning, or this afternoon, actually.
Right.
Okay. First of all, hello. My question to you today is, Michael, is that I am contracting. I'm in an office job. You know, I appreciate it. You know, it's decent money for temping. But this coming up week, I have three interviews. They're all second interviews for three different companies. It's for permanent work. Do you see me landing a job soon, something that I'm more fit for? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I've never had so many in a week, and I've got to run around work, and it's just draining. Go on.
Yeah, I feel like that you'll find a job pretty quick. I would say by the end of this month you should be working, if not sooner. So where you're going to have a full-time job with benefits and stuff like that, and because you deserve it, and, you know, working in your own area – of expertise, I really feel like that spirit is blessing you in that. So, all right.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Michael. You have a great day, okay?
I will. You too. We're going to contact next would be 313. You're on air with me.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Yes, I have a question. I was wondering, do you see any type of future or relationships regarding me and Sam, or how's he feeling at the moment? Please and thank you.
Okay. Let me be sure I got your question right.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking about the relationship that you're in now. Is that correct?
No, I'm not. I'm not currently in a relationship.
Oh, okay. I feel like that something will happen pretty quick. I feel like that there's...
Between me and Sam. What do you see coming up, or anything good or bad? You could just tell me. But go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty good. I feel like that there's some distance right now between you and the other person, but I see that working out for you, where there's going to be better communication here in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They need to step towards you, so I really feel like that spirit will bless you and in this area of your life. So, okay.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're
don't
welcome.
Work too hard.
I won't. All right. You have a good
okay.
day.
We soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go give you the call-in number, maybe, if I can get to that. The call-in number to the program, we still have a couple of calls ahead of you. But if you would like to call in, you can do so at 347-327-9316. All right, let's go to 520. You're on air with me.
Oh, God, Michael, thank you for taking my call. I really
no
thank
problem.
You so much. I have been working to become employed or contract work, to get contract work for an organization with an organization that said early part of this year that they have funding coming in, and I wanted to ask you, do you see me picking anything up? And there are other jobs I'm trying to get just to put beans on the table. There's a separate agency that I asked them if I could go to work for them. Do you see me picking up any income for August? Or I know we're going into September after August.
Yeah, because I pulled a couple of cards from my angel deck. And one thing, there are blessings coming to you. I have the blessing card out, and it tells me that blessings are coming your way. You just need to be a little patient. Things will work out. I feel like you will get something this month. So it looks like about the end of the month, though. But I feel like something's going to open up for you because I got the manifestation card as well, and things are getting ready to manifest for you. And, you know, your hard work is going to pay off really quick here. So I definitely see that working out for you.
Oh, I'm just trying to head everything off. I don't want to lose my living space or, you know, I depend on someone else to help me, and I want to start earning my own way. So do you see that shaky in my personal relationship, or is that going to maintain?
I feel like it will maintain where you're, you know, as far as relationships go. I really feel like that Spirit's going to bless you with somebody pretty quick, where you meet somebody and start dating and all that stuff. I would say early May on that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael, very much. I send you a lot of great energy.
I appreciate it. So I, you know, just wanted you to know that Spirit loves you and is working on your behalf. So hopefully that helps.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I need to really work on staying in tune with that.
Yeah. And right now the energies are a little strange right now and have been for, you know, the beginning of this year. What I mean by that is, you know, everybody's having problems communicating, and the spirit world is thinning pretty quick, the veil between us and them. So, you know, just watch for the signs that Spirit's showing you.
Okay, thank you. I will. Sometimes I have to go home and think about what's happened, and then it hits
right.
me, you know, and I evaluate, and I think, oh, wow, I should be more appreciative. So thank you for giving me
right.
the heads up on that.
Yeah. You know, Spirit is right there with you, so, you know, you can communicate with Spirit just the same way you're communicating with me right now. And I will tell you, Spirit guides and angels love it when we talk to them. We might not be able to see them, and we just have to step out of faith. But I really feel like that there's a lot of help on your behalf, so just stick with that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. Can I listen?
Yeah, you can listen. Just press your one again, and you should be able to listen. So.
Okay, I'll press my one. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's go ahead and Move to the next caller. Is 312, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. It's Karen from Chicago. I was wondering if you could see anything. I'm working right now with a it's like a temp position, but it doesn't pay very much. But I am paying my bills, though. But I'm wondering if you see something else coming up on the horizon. I haven't really seen anything, but I don't know.
Okay. The first card I pulled for you is the balance card. And right now, it feels like you're unbalanced. It's like you're on a teeter-totter, but it's not working. So one thing I would tell you is meditation's a good source to get to source, and I would do that. But as far as work and stuff, I feel like that there's going to be a break there for you. Looks like by the end of this month into the next month. So
okay. Oh, okay. Sounds good. I keep trying. Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. You have a good day. Bye bye.
You too. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Let's go ahead and speak to 770. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Thank you.
Hi.
Michael, I have a question about a friend that we've been friends now since about 97, 98. And he doesn't live in the same, he live in the same state, but about 4 hours away. He questioned me the other day. He said, have you ever had any little thing about maybe I would be attracted to him? And I said, no. I say, we're friends. And so that left me a little puzzled that he asked me that. And in my mind, I was thinking, is he trying to tell me that he's attracted to me?
Yeah, I think he is attracted to you. I definitely feel that. I saw, like, the little Cupid with an arrow, so that reminds me of love. You know, it's totally up to you if you, you know, let him in, but I definitely feel like that he's in love with you. So.
No, I won't let him in because in the very beginning when we became, in the very beginning our friendship, it was a group, we used to hang out together. And he was very nasty to me. It's like he couldn't stand me in the very beginning.
Right.
And there's no way I could go there because that memory is always there, like, no, very nasty.
Right. Yeah, so I'm picking up that somebody else is going to be coming in to play here next month, about mid next month.
Mid-September,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Is it someone that I already know? Because there is someone that I am attracted to.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's somebody that you know. I just feel like they need to get some business out of the way and then they'll be able to commit to building a relationship. Because relationships take sometimes some hard work. But
yeah.
I definitely feel like that they will contact you when they're ready to have a relationship, because I definitely feel somebody is going to step in here pretty quick. Just be aware of that, all right?
Okay, sounds good. I'm ready.
All right. Yeah. I think we're all ready. So you know, relationships are hard work sometimes, but
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I agree. Well, that's good to know.
I would just pray about it and, you know, ask Spirit to guide you. Talk to your spirit guide and see what's going to be ahead for you. Because I really feel some good things are ahead for you. In every area of your life, I just feel like that Spirit's going to bless you abundantly right now. So be open to it, okay?
I am. I will, definitely. Can you pull a card for me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have cards right in front of me. So let me
okay.
shuffle the deck for a minute and I pulled two cards. They were stuck together. Miracles and harmony. What the miracle card is telling me to tell you is that, you know, like I said, something big is about to happen in your life for the positive, because it feels like you've struggled a little bit. You know, with that card popping in, you know, you're like, is this ever going to work out? Is things ever going to change? And the miracle card tells me it will. And then the next card I pulled was the harmony card. And if you do the work, contacting your spirit guide, you know, doing those things that you know to do, I feel like that there's going to be a lot of harmony in your life as you go out of this year and into the next year. So,
I love it. I do a lot of muscle testing when I ask questions. Is that good to continue to do that?
Yeah, continue to do that. I have a friend that does that.
Okay.
You know, I just feel like, and I've done it myself, and muscle testing is a good thing to do. So I would definitely continue doing that.
But either that or use the pendulum, the pendulum, either or. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. You have a good day.
Thank you. Enlightenment. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let me give you all my website address before we take any more calls. It is insightswithmichael.net. That's insightswithmichael.net. Be sure you get the S in insights, okay? So it's www.insightswithmichael. All right, let's take some more calls really quick. And let's see if I've... 7-8. Oh, you're on air with me.
Hey, Michael, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. So my question is, my search is on for a person that's compatible. I just wonder what the angels are saying about that. Any guidance, please.
Okay. So is this somebody you're interested in right now, or...?
It's like where is the best place to search or be?
Right. Yeah. I feel like that there is somebody looking for you, and I feel like you're going to connect with them. Where, I don't know where that is, but I feel like that there is going to be a connection, like in the next couple of weeks away from now. I feel like somebody's going to be in your view. So, okay.
I'm just looking right now too. So, but the search is on right now. So,
right, yeah. And the right person, I really feel like that the right person is like just around the corner. It just feels good to me to know that and to tell you, don't give up, because I feel like you're ready for a breakthrough as far as this is concerned. So, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, let's go ahead and go to the next caller. Well, actually, we're going to go to the next caller, but we're about to go off air. But this program is archived, so we'll go into the archives here in just a few minutes. So I appreciate everybody that's called in today, and hopefully I've been able to help you. But don't hang up when you hear no more on the air. I will take the phone calls and we'll talk to you. All right. Let's go ahead. And with all that said, let's go ahead and take the calls really quick. 415, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help?
I would like to increase my income. So I don't know to get a new job, or I'm not, if my work I have will increase.
Okay, I feel like that you're going to get a raise. It looks like at the end of this month, I've definitely seen money flowing to you. My spirit guide is pretty funny sometimes, and he had like a bag full of play money and was throwing it over the computer and telling me that your finances are going to improve. Yeah.
But will it improve in what way? You know, I mean, like, do I need to find more work or just stay with what I have?
I feel like the is where you are now, is it full time or part time?
It's on call.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like there's something more stable right around the corner, like I said. I don't know exactly when this is gonna happen. I don't have a date for you, but I definitely feel like it's gonna increase. And I feel like you're changing jobs. You're not going to be at the job you are now. I definitely feel like that you will be blessed by spirit. So, with a full time job. So,
Got it. Can you pull a card for me?
Yeah, I can definitely do that for you. The very first card I pulled for you is the Guardian Angel card. Just to let you know that you're protected, you're watched over. I feel like that with that card popping up, they're just reminding you that they're with you. And I pulled another card, the Abundance card. And like I said, I really feel like that you're going to break a cycle right now where the Spirit's going to bless you financially.
Great.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day, and thanks for calling today. Everybody wait. Okay. Uh, 617, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you?
I would love a general reading, please.
Okay.
Thank you. I love doing
general readings, so... let me shuffle this deck of cards really quick here. When I'm tapping into you, it's really exciting. It feels like that you're something big is about to happen in your life, and it's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like a turnaround period for you where you know forget the past and move towards the future and. You know, work in the present. I think we're so drugged back by our past, and then we get hung up in our past stuff, and everybody has baggage. So you know, the one thing that Spirit wants to let you know is that it's going to work out for you. Let me go ahead and pull another card for you. Music card pops in here. Really, you know, I don't know what kind of music you like, but I definitely. Would listen to music because Spirit's talking to you through music. So just pay attention to that. So hopefully that helps.
Absolutely. That was beautiful. Spot on, as always. As always.
All right.
Thank you, Michael. Many blessings to you.
You too. Thanks
all right,
for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go with 917. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I had a new birthday, you know, recently. I'm just trying to see where my life is going, you know, career, love,
right.
Whatever the angels can tell me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull some cards, and let's see what the cards tell us.
Yeah.
Archangel Michael is the first card I pulled for you. And Archangel Michael comes forth today to let you know that they're fighting for you and watching over you and protecting you. The friendship card is the next card I pulled. And, you know, I really feel like that this is a time that people's going to start coming around you and you're going to form a good friendship with somebody and be open to that. And the last card I pulled for you is the listening card. and just listen to the inner voice that's inside of you to guide you. But I definitely feel like Spirit's opening some doors for you pretty quick. As far as the career goes, I definitely see you doing your heart's desire. I think a lot of times we get in a big hurry and we take the wrong job, or, you know, that it just wouldn't work out for us. So I would just take some time to really talk to Spirit about this and be open to what Spirit wants to say back to you. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. So you see, I'm going to have something that I'm passionate about. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully it's soon, because I'm not working right now. So I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's something is going to open up for you pretty quick. I'd say in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
You need to get your resume. You need to get your resume in order, because your resume is showing me that it's not right. So maybe add some information to it or something else. But I feel like if you do that, then something's going to open up for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
So my phone was ringing, so I had to check it. Who's next here? Let's go with 520. You're on air with me.
Oh, Michael, you read for me. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Thank you very much, though.
Okay, no problem. All right, we're actually done for today. So let me say goodbye, and peace be with you. And we'll talk to you next weekend. We'll be on air next weekend. So.
Oh.